Welcome to Champions of Destiny, a platform where we encourage each other to fulfill our purpose in life. The focus of our study this month is purpose. We'll be looking at the theme, Discovering Your Life's Purpose. Discovering Your Life's Purpose. You must have heard this saying, Jack of all trades, master of none. This generally describes individuals who are quick to try their hands on ventures based on the results others may be achieving. You see, they allow their life's compass or radar to be directed by what others are doing or saying. A life lived this way lacks conviction and will change its course at the slightest obstacle or challenge or trial. This is not a purposeful life. Let me give you another scenario of someone who finds it difficult to prioritize his time or resources, or finds it difficult to choose when several options are presented before him. In my opinion, the confusion that comes with this is an indication that the person is yet to grasp the purpose of life or the purpose of their life. I believe that you have made at least 60% of your decisions when your purpose is clearly defined. Because every decision you are to make in life is to be brought before the high court of purpose for judgment. So purpose becomes a litmus test where every option you want to take will be verified. Discovering your life's purpose simply means to unravel or uncover the reason for your life. That is what your life is made to accomplish. Our scriptural text of dispatcher is John Gospel chapter 18, verse 36 to 37. You see, in John 18, Jesus said, His kingdom is not of this world. And he gave this as the reason why his servants are not fighting to keep him alive. In verse 37, to be specific, Jesus said this word, He said, For this purpose I was born. That's a powerful statement, don't you think? Can you declare boldly like Jesus, this is the purpose I was born? This theme which we are looking at in this month is broken down into four subtopics. And I will encourage you to try and follow it because at the end of this, you should be able to declare like Jesus, for this purpose I was born. The first subtopic we'll be looking at is, why is it important to discover the purpose of your life? Secondly, we will look at cardinal questions to answer to give you a proper perspective to help you discover your purpose. Thirdly, there will be keys to discover your purpose. Then finally, I'll give you powerful purpose discovery questions. And after you have answered these questions, I can bet you'll be able to write in a sentence your purpose. That will be a very good start for you. Now, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says that all things work for good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. For things to work good for you, loving God is not just enough. You must be working according to His purpose. You see, that means God has purpose to everything. In fact, God never creates anything without a purpose. It is important that you discover your purpose so as not to be lumped with everyone. Let me just go directly to talk about why is it important to discover the purpose of your life. First, I'll say, you see, if you fail to grasp the purpose of your life, you will live your life without restraint or control. In other words, discovering the purpose of your life will help you to control yourself, to behave yourself, to restrain yourself from certain things. You think people who are addicted to drink and smoke, many a times it's because they don't know their purpose. You see, when a man knows the purpose of his life, he conducts himself based on that purpose. He takes things based on the purpose. So lack of purpose, lack of understanding purpose of life makes one to live without restraint or control. Secondly, living without purpose is to live for nothing. And that is living a wasted life. Of course, you're just living. You know, people will say that something must kill a man. Someone who is living for nothing. He's just doing anything, living anyhow, and will die at any time. He cares not. You see, living without purpose is to live for nothing. And that is living a wasted life. Thirdly, I would say to misunderstand the purpose of your life is to live a dangerous life. You see, you will not just be a nuisance to the society. You become a danger to the society if you are not having a purpose, you know, then you can be used as dogs. You can just rise up anytime and kill someone. You know, the reason why people behave this way is because they do not know the purpose of their life, so they become dangerous to life. Fourthly, purpose defines the quality, the value, and uniqueness of your life. Purpose defines your quality, your value. You know, it is value that employers pay for. So when you know your value, your purpose, you will know the value you create in an establishment, in the lives of people, and the quality of the kind of life you live is based on the purpose you have defined for yourself. And I love this, that purpose defines the uniqueness of your life. You know, it was John the Baptist that when they asked him, "Are you Christ?" He said, "No." "Are you a prophet?" Then they said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am a voice." He said, he defined his existence based on his purpose, and that made him unique. We all know that John the Baptist was a prophet, but he said he is not a prophet. Rather, he's a voice. So if you want to be unique, you want to have value, and you want to live a quality life, then you should know or define your purpose clearly. And I'm glad to announce to you that I'm very positive that at the end of these lessons we are taking, of these studies this month, you'll be able to see clearly your purpose, and from time to time you'll be working on it. In episode 2, we will look at the cardinal questions for right perspective to discover your purpose. So I hope to meet you as we get into these questions. Until then, keep reigning, champs. God bless you.